Well, good morning. I think it's morning. 7:04 a.m. on, what is it, Thursday, July the 9th, 2020. Got out of the direct sun and into the shade. The sun is pretty hot already this morning. It's 66 outside my back door. The official temperature is 64. So we're starting the day a few degrees warmer than yesterday. And I didn't actually notice the high temperature yesterday. I stayed pretty well cocooned in the basement. I made more progress yesterday. Good progress. I'm happy with the progress. I've shifted some of the stuff around. I still have a lot of stuff to shift. I started leaving notes. I started trying to kind of edit and rewrite some of the pieces where there's obvious flaws. And then I have to get this timeline straightened up first. So whenever I find something, I just leave a note and then flag it in Scrivener, and I got a lot of notes. I heard from Jesse's dealing with a couple more deaths in family. I suspect a lot of us are going to be dealing with deaths in the family. Moon's a few degrees higher in the sky this morning in the southwest, and a little less illuminated. It's in a shade. It's really beautiful. It's really quite comfortable. Cool against my skin. It feels wonderful. Oh, when I started this morning, I took my picture and I was standing there trying to get it put together, and I realized that I was hearing... Oh, that doesn't look good. Sort of broken glass or plastic or something. I was hearing this sort of squeak, squeak, squeak sound, and I was like, what the hell is that? What the hell is that? I started looking around, and there's a family of sharp-shinned hawks that has a nest in the tree right on the corner of my property. And two of the birds were on the ground right at the base of the tree. And two more were sort of flitting about. And I'm pretty sure they're in the process of getting to be fledglings. But it was pretty cool seeing them. They didn't seem terribly concerned with the fact that I was standing there. Somebody marching past, ignoring me completely. Okay, good morning. Good morning to you too, sir. Ah. So that was a nice start. There's this lady with her little Scotty dog. It's probably not a Scotty dog. It's probably a Chihuahua or something. No. Miniature Schnauzer, maybe? It has that squared off bristle face. Pointed ears. Pug tail. The dog, not the woman. I'm walking along, listening to the birds. I never noticed there was a clock on the wall there. It stopped at 5:30. Don't know if it's just wrong. Is it 7:30? No, 7:10. I suspect the battery in it ran out and they haven't replaced it. I see a guy coming toward me. I think it's pretty sure it's athletic shirt day. Athletic shirt guy. Yep, that's what it is. So we can get through the morning's busiest intersection. It's not the busiest this morning. Different intersection. It's very weird. Good morning. It was very weird. It was the intersection's on West 20th, and usually there's nobody there. Usually it's like, it's like, okay, I just look over my shoulder just to make sure there's no cars coming. And there were like nine cars coming and going, and it's like, what? what is going on? Jaguar sedan is still sitting here. I've always had a fixation with Jaguars. They always seem to me to be the epitome of class. Later I learned that they are also the epitome of unreliability, but be that as it may. Ever since I saw an XKE in a parking lot, I thought, oh, look at that, holy cow, what the hell is that? Hold, let me see. At least 50 years ago, and it was an old car then. Volvo made a hatchback that looked a lot like an XKE at one point. Had a long nose hatchback. I thought those were pretty cool too. I don't remember what the model is. I always thought that would be cool to have. And I think, yeah, that would be cool to have until I had to try to get it repaired or licensed, or would I even dare to drive it on the road? Being inside Mulligan's head while he was going through the process of, well, hello, good morning, prairie dog, warning that I'm going by, I guess. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. The idea that there were these wonderful classic cars that he didn't dare drive. And I read it was similar circumstances. In EVE Online, I had some wonderful ships, but I didn't dare take them out because they would have been, you know, if something had happened to them, you can't replace them. You know, if your ship gets blown up, your ship gets blown up. The only way you can replace it is to go buy another one or build another one or something. And so the rule is always fly, never fly a ship you can't afford to lose. Okay, this couple's gonna give me the sidewalk. That was nice of them. So I had some relatively rare ships, probably expensive ships, but I didn't dare fly. Good morning. And even when it got to the point where I could afford to fly them and I could afford to replace them, I did have the skills to fly them well. I still didn't dare fly them. I had a pirate ship. I had a Cinnabon. It's a cool looking ship, but I could never figure out the most effective way to play it. Some of the other ships are relatively cheap. Relatively common, let me put it that way. I think my favorite ship of all was the Sleipnir. I only had one person who could fly it, but it was a fun ship to fly. I couldn't take on the hardest tasks, but it was looking fun to fly. Had a Jaguar and a Wolf too. Those are fun. Those are little ships. Little ships, little guns, high speed, zoom zoom. Had a Kronos. Oh, Kronos was a monster. Ah, battleship. Slow. But it's, you know, it's like, if I had a Jaguar, would I dare drive it? If I had an XKE, would I dare drive it? And if I'm not going to drive it, then what good is it? Good is it? beautiful morning. I just sort of looking up from the sidewalk. I'm walking in full shade. It's lovely, it's cool. Yeah, I worked a little bit of sweat walking in the sun earlier, but this guy's got a round garden. Base of this big tree in his yard. It's lovely. It's got a lot of tall, leggy flowers at the bottom. Some irises, they're not irises, they're daylilies. Some other stuff I can't see. Some white things that have flat palms of flowers on the top. So today's agenda, I don't have anything going this afternoon. Got about 25 minutes before I have to take the kid to work, and I will go do my grocery run. I got about a half an hour. Should give me enough time to post this. And I'll do my grocery run and come back and take care of groceries. Maybe by then my wife will be up and I can start yogurt. I meant to do yogurt yesterday. I meant to do grocery run yesterday. I went to make corn chowder last night and had no potatoes because I was supposed to go get groceries yesterday morning and I did not do that. I just sort of blew it off. Just ADHD executive function is not functioning. Turn north here by the park. I don't know what's got my lungs going here. Cricket chirping. Swallow. It's the first swallow I've seen this season, I think. Some sort of swallow or flycatcher. Beautiful day. Well, it's going to be beastly hot later, but it's a beautiful day. Here I come. Coming up on the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.